Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is a Friday. We'll be chatting, as we do, to Professor Bill Kolbrenner. He's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University. Ronita Tan, a PhD candidate at the English Department at Bar-Ilan University. Also creative director at Writing on the Wall. A very, very good morning to you both. How are you?
Yeah. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. We're good. We're okay.
All right. Just checking that that is working properly. Is that fine? Oh, why am I hearing an echo? So we are just going to sort out that echo. But I think we're there. Right. Let's talk about the mood in Israel. If we're feeling it here, in fact, you both would have been very proud of me. Yesterday, we spoke pathetic fallacies. It was raining. It was dark here. We have the summer rainfall. And I said, it's exactly the weather is matching this emotional state that we are finding ourselves in. And if we're feeling it here, I can only imagine what is going on in Israel. Who wants to kick off?
Yeah, I think I will, Howard. I mean, just to go over what we're facing, I think you're right. The mood here is just anxious, anticipating. We know that we are going to get 33, apparently, hostages back. We don't know how many of them will be alive and how many of them will be dead. We know that apparently 1,700 Palestinian prisoners are going to be released. 300 of them as terrorists, 150 of them, again, these are approximations, but I'm reading in the papers today, are people serving life sentences. You know, it's strange, Howard, because everybody says about us that we undervalue the lives of others, and it's not really true. We value our lives. And of course, we see, and part of the horrible irony is that we will be exchanging people with blood on their hands for young people, for children. Ronit, so how are things in Tel Aviv?
I wish I could say that we are very, very happy. I wish we could say that we are, you know, celebrating on the streets, but I think the mood is almost like a reality show. We are saying, okay, Sunday, hopefully, or either Monday, not very clear. We're going to be glued to the TV and we're going to try to figure out if the hostages come alive or not. And it's very hard for us here to latch on to any hope because we don't know really how we're going to get the hostages and what mental state they're in and the women, the young women that are supposed to come in. So it's mixed. It's hope, but it's intertwined with sadness and fear. And so, I mean, I think the next 42 days, I think they're talking about 42 days are just going to shape Israel now. I really think this is monumental because every week, I mean, it's drawn out. It's not even one day. So every week, every beginning of a week, we'll have new images imprinted in our minds. It will set the whole week. We will be happy or sad, depending what we'll see on Sunday or Monday. They're the babies that we're waiting for, you know, the redhead babies. I mean, nobody even dares to speak about them, really, because we're really afraid to even, you know, imagine what happened to them. So I don't know. I want to be happy. I'm trying to be happy. I'm just very fearful. It's like we're protecting ourselves. But it's going to be a tough month and a half, really. I think we're going to be speaking differently in a month and a half about who we are as a nation, as people, as Jews. I mean, that's how we're feeling here.
Is there any sense that this is nearly over?
No. Absolutely not.
None at all.
And you know what? It will be irresponsible for us. It's like we can't afford to be that way. We can't afford to just kind of say, oh, it's over. Now let's get back to having a normal life. We can't. And it's that fear that October 7 had planted in us that forever altered us. Like, I don't know if I can ever be really relaxed and safe I mean, I will live, I will, I will celebrate, I will go out, but it will always be in the back of my mind. I can't really just relax and feel safe. I don't think people can understand that feeling of existential fear. It is what it is,
And almost, I think, just to emphasize what Rinit said, and every day is going to be like a reliving of October 7th. Every day the hostages are released. I think I was in an elevator yesterday, and somebody pushed the wrong button, and she said, "My head is in the skies." And I said, "Kulanu, all of us." And she nodded. I mean, the whole country is like this right
Right.
now.
You didn't even
And
need to say what it was. Everybody understands. There's that common understanding.
It's that total, the McCulloch guy, the supermarket guy who was always the authority on everything. And even he was kind of shrugging his shoulders and saying, I don't, I, we just, as Ronnie said, we don't know. And there is this sense of enormous anxiety. We're always afraid, from King Lear, is this the promised end or just a shadow? And we never know, as Ronnie said, it's not over. It just keeps on going. And it's, I think, part of also Israelis, we don't even know what the deal is like because it's so overwhelming. And there's been so much politics. And now that we're faced with the actual thing, we're giving up all of these people. And I'm not saying that changes the calculus, but there was never real discussion about this in Israel because there was just the left screaming, yes, 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 and the right saying, no, no, no.
Well,
And now everybody's, yeah.
what's so interesting for me, and I think it's just a theory maybe, one of the reasons that this is so painful is that one of the, I think, defining factors of our time is that we like binary. So, and especially, and we've taken that unfortunately from the Americans, where you hate Trump or you love Trump and you're Democrat. There is just very, very little nuance. And this hostage deal tests our resilience and our ability to live in duality more than anything else, because we'll be so grateful and so overwhelmed with joy with the saving of one person, but yet at the same time we recognize how fundamentally horrific it is that we are allowing people with blood on their hands who will, as one of my last guests said, who are not going to be released to go and open a store. They're not going into business. They're going to continue the same goals. And all of these things are true at the same time. And that's very difficult for us, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Howard, I know we were talking yesterday, and it's hard even to think about the prospect, and God willing, it won't happen. But the image of hostages coming back in caskets is something that we really are all entertaining in our minds and hoping that it will not happen.
Well, yeah, I guess next time we speak, we'll be a little bit smarter. Well, we probably won't be smarter, but we'll be a little bit more knowledgeable, and then we'll obviously be able to get some sense of how this is playing out. Wishing you both a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, as always. Very, very interesting conversations as we always have these Fridays.